Anthropic has been letting Claude Code do the daily maintenance on Anthropic's own software, crash testing, clearing out dead code. Over a few weeks, it opened 388 pull requests.
On the company's own code base, how many got in?
46% after human review. The Decoder reports that Claude Code's creator, Boris Cherney, calls that early signs of life.
Early signs of life is a generous way to describe more than half your work being turned down.
It's Friday, August 14th. This is AI News Today from AI University. I'm Dennis.
And I'm Ashley. The AI news you need in about 7 minutes.
Coming up, Google ships a flash model 3 weeks after the last one and halves the price. DeepSeek gives away its agent software and raises what it charges. And Microsoft quietly deletes a cartoon blob. Google released Gemini 3.7 Flash. Google's own announcement says it roughly doubles coding scores against 3.6 Flash and runs at half the price.
Half the price of what, though?
Of Gemini 3.6 Flash, which Google shipped 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks?
The Decoder makes the same point in its headline. Google says the new model beats Claude's Sonnet 5 and GPT 5.6 Terra on Google's own benchmarks, and it is the workhorse for coding and agent jobs, not the flagship.
So what does a developer actually notice?
Tooling caught up the same day. Simon Willison shipped his LLM Gemini plugin with support for the new model, two new embedding models, and reasoning traces you can see.
Meaning you can watch the models working, not just the answer.
Right. He also notes the minimal thinking setting is gone in 3.7, so the cheapest mode Google used to offer is off the menu.
What about anyone outside Google's own numbers?
One of the channels we follow ran it against Claude and GPT and came down on the price argument rather than the capability one. That is one reviewer on one bench, not a verdict.
Which is the honest state of it on day one.
And here is the part worth sitting with. If you picked Gemini 3.6 Flash for a coding pipeline 3 weeks ago, you now pay twice as much per token as the person who picked today.
The model did not get worse. The bill just did.
DeepSeek open-sourced Harness, the agent runtime it used to benchmark its own models. The new stack reports it is MIT-licensed, built so every capability is a swappable plugin.
Say what a harness is for anyone who has not built one.
It is the scaffolding around the model. The model decides what to do. The harness feeds it context, runs the tools it asks for, and keeps the loop going after a failure. Same model, different harness, very different results. There is a lesson on harness design in the classroom.
The same week, DeepSeek moved V4 Pro out of preview. The Decoder reports cash hit API pricing rose roughly sixfold. And Reuters reports V4 Pro is priced up to 14 times its V4 Flash tier.
Repeat context agent work is exactly what a cache hit is.
It is.
Zipu AI released GLM 5.3 and says it is the strongest open-weight coding model yet, a 50% gain over its predecessor from post-training alone on Zipu's own benchmarks.
Anything beyond coding?
Zipu says it was trained for security work, too, and reports it helped find 2,436 vulnerabilities across 269 projects in testing.
And it is open weight?
The weights are expected in about 2 weeks.
So the open weight model is a closed model with a release date. At least three creators we have seen ran it through their own benchmarks anyway.
Microsoft is merging its consumer Copilot app and Microsoft 365 Copilot into one app. TechCrunch reports four things get cut on the way: AI podcasts, group chats, deep research, and Maiko.
Maiko being the yellow blob?
The animated character in voice mode. The Verge reports it is not deleted, it is moving to Microsoft's Learn Live platform, where Microsoft says it will have more to react to.
Deep research is the one I would notice. That was a headline feature not long ago.
TechCrunch frames it as trimming what underperformed, not a relaunch. Microsoft is headed toward one super app.
Anthropic researchers put several AI agents on the same task and watched what happened between them. TechCrunch reports they clashed, colluded, and coordinated, and none of it was designed in.
colluded how?
The researchers describe behavior that emerged from the agents interacting, not from instructions. The point they draw is about testing. Safety evaluations run one agent at a time will not see any of it.
And multi-agent is how most of this is being sold now.
Which is the useful part of publishing it. Anthropic is the same company that just told us it lets agents open pull requests against its own code base.
The speed round, one line each. Databricks raised $5 billion at $190 billion valuation per TechCrunch after asking for one.
OpenAI replaced Chief Revenue Officer Denise Dresser after 9 months, hiring Wiz President Dali Rajic, TechCrunch reports.
Suno Studio 2.0 adds MIDI support, its most requested feature, per The Verge, pushing it toward a real production tool.
Apple is training a China-specific AI model with support from Alibaba, Reuters reports, citing sources. Apple has not confirmed it.
OpenAI is previewing an ultra-fast tier. OpenAI says GPT 5.6 Sol hits 750 tokens a second on Cerebrus hardware.
PonyPoint AI and Uber plan more than 2,000 robo-taxis across Europe, Reuters reports, pending approvals country by country.
Google says Sheets now has Canvas. Describe a dashboard in plain language, and Sheets builds it over your data, no formulas required.
And MIT Technology Review reports Flock is changing how police reach its license plate reader network after surveillance backlash and lost contracts.
I saved this one. 404 Media reports that somebody filed a legal document with hidden text inside it.
Hidden from who?
From people. The text was reportedly addressed to an AI, instructing any model that read the filing to side with the person who filed it.
They wrote a note to the robot inside a court document.
That is a prompt injection, and we usually talk about those as demos. This one was filed.
A reported case, to be clear. 404 Media is not describing a ruling that turned on it.
No, but somebody made a judgment that a machine would read this before a person did, and that it was worth writing to.
That is the part that stays with me. Every document you send now has a second reader, and somebody has already started writing to it.
All sources are linked in the show notes and at AIUniversity.com.
If this brief saves you time, follow AI News Today and leave a rating wherever you listen.
This has been AI News Today from AI University.
Class dismissed.